Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 4, we taught that we can have knowledge, but not really know how to apply it. Let's pick up at that point today. Foundation for the Bible stands. So, beginning with verse 2, we begin to see the test as it is applied by the believer. See, you have got to apply the test yourself. You have to be the one that speaks up. So, you are the one that applies the test. You must know the material so you will know for what to look. You know, a teacher can watch like crazy to see if a student is cheating. But they better be aware also of the struggle of a student that's taking the test itself. Before the test, you need to have a knowledge of the student and where he is in his thinking academically and understanding. You see, people can have knowledge but not know application. Now, what I'm about to illustrate from my own life is something of which I am very ashamed. Okay, but I use it because it illustrates this point. When I was in high school, I basically decided I was just going to have fun. Now, it's not doing bad things, dirty things, evil things. I was just going to have fun. Sometimes a class clown, other times doing other things. But I remember going into my biology class in 10th grade. Now, this is back in the 60s, the mid-60s. And my teacher, who knew me, looked at me the first day of class, and he said, "Andy, if you will go to sleep in my class or just sit there and be quiet, and then, because he was the football coach, if you'll work the chains at my ball games," he says, "then I will pass you with a D." I looked at him and said, "Are you serious? Do you really mean that? If you mean it, I'll take you up on it." He said, "I sure do." And so I took him up on it. And so really, I stayed in that class quiet. I didn't mess up that class at all. And that was biology class. I passed with D's in biology class, not deserving because I knew so little of it. Well, I was one of those kids that just knew everything, and so I thought, well, I'll never go to college anyway. I know how to work hard, and I've worked my way up in jobs in high school that I passed. Even some of the guys have been there for years and got ahead of them, so I know that I can do this. Well, of course, when you're young like that, you think you know everything. And I was typical of that. So when God called me, and I was at the ripe old age of about 25 years old, I went to college with a wife and two children. We had a third one while we was there, by the way. But when it came time to take biology, I basically was taking biology for the very first time. I mean, that was actually, I mean, everything was strange to me. These are things that most all these kids knew, the basics they already knew. I didn't know the basics. I didn't understand things the teacher was talking about. So I did my best not just to only read, but to memorize a lot of things, a lot of terms and definitions of terms. I just tried to memorize the definition of terms and not knowing what that meant, just reading the definition, I still didn't understand it. I memorized how to spell the words. But I really didn't understand it. I ended up making B's in that course in both semesters. And yet, I still to this day don't think I understand it. But when I took tests, because I had studied and learned the terms and terminology and the applications, I was able to do those things. Okay, I was able to pass tests and still not understand what it was about. I could get the answers there, but I did not have the understanding. Now, I don't want a medical doctor who answered all the questions rightly for his medical board exams, but he doesn't know or understand the workings of my body. I don't want him doing surgery on me. And so that is just one of the areas of my weakness, and among many areas probably, but I'm saying that to say that when it comes to us as Christians, we need to get to know the full measure and stature of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to ask God in prayer every time we open that Bible, which we should open it daily and often. Just teach me about Himself. Help me to know Him more intimately and personally. And so that's where it begins. As it is there for us and His person is revealed in His Word, we need to get to know the person of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. See, a lot of people know, yeah, Jesus died on the cross for our sins, was buried and rose from the dead, He's born of a virgin. They know a lot of those things with no idea of how that's supposed to affect our life. So the first test is the most important and necessary test to pass, of which this text that we're reading here in 1 John chapter 4 and verses 2 and 3 is speaking concerning. Because without passing this test, you and I are unable to try the spirits. Again, verses 2 and 3. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ come in the flesh is not of God. This is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. So, again, there's that spirits that have to be tested, and we got to know the Spirit of God so that we can't be deceived. Because we know from 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 through 15, Satan and his angels parade as angels of light, making you think that they are one of you. You've got to know the Scriptures, and you've got to know the person of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to discern that. If you wonder why so many churches have turned to the contemporary movement, the rock and roll, and loosen up on the standards and everything, it's because perhaps pastors genuinely really don't know the very person of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Although they know Him and they have said, yes, I receive Him. I deserve to go to hell. And I believe that He died for me and paid my penalty. I want to be my Lord and Savior and come into my heart, save me. But they don't seek Him. They don't really pursue the knowledge of God. They don't pursue to understand the holiness of God. Because they lack an understanding of that holiness, Satan is able to deceive them, thinking, well, if you do this, you're going to grow numbers, and that's good for God. And oh, yeah, and so they do these things, not knowing that they're bringing on the anger of God and the judgment of the local church, where judgment begins at the house of God. So the first test, really, if I put it in one simple question, is this. What think ye of Christ? Okay. What think ye of Christ? You'll notice this in Matthew chapter 22, verses 41 through 45. While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, what think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? Now, we read in Proverbs chapter 30 in verses 4 and 5 that it also says something about God's son in What is his name? So he says, what think ye of Christ, and whose son is he? They say unto him, the son of David. He saith unto them, how then doth David in spirit call him Lord? And that's Lord in thinking of the way of deity, not just a landowner, okay? So David in spirit call him Lord, saying, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool. If David then call him Lord, how is he his son? Now, it's great that Jesus Christ really demonstrated the first test for us, okay? He really put on a demonstration. I think he did it. That was great. I think that's something that we needed to see and know. The Pharisees were the religious people who tried to set the standards for all instead of allowing the Old Testament scripture to set those standards. And then, and allowing the Bible to be the basis for the standard. So again, the Bible is the basis for all things. One of the ways that I test things is by Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. So there's right there a test to measure things and remembering that God is holy. Okay, he is absolutely holy. So remembering that he is holy, you go by that test. You let him be the test. So you need to understand more about the holiness of God to know whether or not something is acceptable. Now, they tried to change the law and make it not apply as the contemporary and new evangelicals try to do today. They relied on rabbinic writings more than they did the Word of God and the Lord to teach it to them. They were looking more at that than the Lord himself. The latest cool rabbi, the latest religious movement was the most important to them. Now, it's not unusual for me to get letters from Calvinists because they get upset when I tell them whosoever will may come, because that's what Jesus said in Revelation chapter 22. And for God so loved the world that he gave his own begotten son, that whosoever. 1 Timothy 2 says that he would have all men to be saved. 2 Peter 3:9, he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So there's a whole lot of verses about whosoever. And I always ask the question, how many times does whosoever have to be in the Bible for it to be true?
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible.